I mean, I would encourage anybody that's, you know, even if you just want to have conversation with me to see if it might be a fit. Yeah, that's why we have the interview process and all prior to. We don't want to put someone through 18 hours of training and then decide.
Yeah, it's not for that. Right.
But likewise, if you do the training and then decide, I mean, it's volunteering.
Well, it's volunteering.
You know, we're grateful for the volunteer.
How would they reach out to you?
So they can either call the hospice office, which is 908-788-6600, or they can send me an email, which is kelleher, @hhsnj.org. Probably the phone number is easier, but either way, I'd be happy to take any phone calls. And
phone number is 908-788-6600.
Correct.
And you can give the email again.
Email is kelleher@hhsnj.org.
And there's a website too, right?
If you go on the Hunterdon Healthcare Systems website, there's a link to the hospice page.
Okay.
That gives more information. And I should mention too, because that's on the page, it reminded me of one of the other beauties of hospice is going through the whole process and for a family to sign on to hospice. There's also bereavement services that follow up, for 13 months afterwards in the form of mailings and phone calls. And we do offer bereavement support groups that are actually open to the community. They're not just for hospice patients or family.
Okay.
So it's anybody who's experienced a loss of a loved one. There's even ones customized to loss of a child, loss of someone from drug overdose or suicide.
Right.
And we even do one of our really popular ones is a youth art therapy bereavement class that's offered, where the kids get to do. We have a tremendous volunteer base that supports our social workers with that to offer, expressing grief and healing through art.
Right.
That's a good program.
Well, ladies, the time went real fast, and.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt & Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt & Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
And we're live in the studio, and I'm your host today, Georgine Trinkle, and I have some great guests that I am going to introduce in the next few minutes. But first, we have to get situated here in the studio, which means we have to start out with a quote, as is our practice every week. And today, we're talking about having someone that is in competition. And so, of course, our quote is about competition. So this is a quote that says, "The biggest competition is myself." It's from Rain, and it was raining on my way in, so I thought it was very appropriate. "I'm not looking to follow others or pull them down. I'm planning to test my own boundaries." And that's what it is with competing. Sometimes we compete against ourselves. Sometimes we compete against other people. And the important thing is to always put in 100%, do the best you can, and then when you know better, you do better, as they say. So now I know everyone wants to know the weather, and mostly I want to know the weather here. So let me just tell us what we have in store. And everyone's starting to say that, oh, it's starting to be like fall. Well, it is fall. And actually, our temperature is higher than the normal temperature for this time of year. We have a high of 68. So we are perfect for this time of year. It's even a little bit warmer than normal. We may have some spotty showers. We have a 60% chance of precipitation the rest of the day here and into midnight. But then we just have some isolated showers. That's not too bad. But then come 2 a.m., we're going to start to clear up. We have a low around 45, so it is another very cool morning, and we have about a quarter of a half an inch of rain into Tuesday. But once we get to Tuesday, it's sunny. We have a high near 56, so it's a beautiful running day Tuesday afternoon. So let's all look forward to that. Tuesday night, you need that second blanket with a low around 40. The rest of the week's looking really great, even though it is a little cold. And you all know, Hot and Hunterdon, we are a hot weather show. We love the hot weather. So this does not thrill us, but we have mostly sunny skies Wednesday with a high near 58. So if you still want to get a little beach time in, that'll work perfectly fine. Thursday, we have a high near 50, but it's sunny. So when it's sunny, I tend to be able to get through just about anything. Friday, we have a high near 57. So it's pretty good. We don't have showers again. We just have to get through tomorrow, tonight, and into tomorrow. I think by the time we wake up tomorrow morning, it'll be perfect. We're going to do another commercial, and then I'll be introducing my guests. Stay with us.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Okay, and we're back live in the studio here. So I have three people in the studio with me, and so that means that today I won't be posting lonely, empty pictures of chairs. That sometimes happens in the studio, and we don't like that. But I actually have someone who came completely dressed for this radio, and we'll have to see if we could do some live Facebook video posting. So I'd like to introduce her and her guest that actually booked her. So I think I'll start here, so our listeners can know your voice. If you could just say your name, and then we could be able to introduce our special guest.
Hi, my name is Heather Latta. I'm the Northern Lakes director.
And Heather, thanks so much for booking the guest today. I didn't realize until I saw you that we knew each other. Facebook is, you know, we use different handles. So I had no idea. And then I saw you, I said, I know her. So you were able to reach out to me and book a very special guest. So maybe you can introduce our guest today.
Yes. So I was able to book Angelica DeZanza. She's our Miss Northern Lakes Outstanding Teen 2019. She's right here from Hunterdon County. So I thought this would be a perfect fit for her.
So can you say hi to us?
Hi, I'm Angelica. You're Miss Northern Lakes Outstanding Teen 2019.
Wonderful. Well, thank you both for being with me here in the studio. We do like to raise up hot topics and to promote things that happen in Hunterdon County. Hunterdon County is an amazing place, and it's filled with amazing people like both of you. And it's important to be able to showcase those things. So Miss Northern Lakes competition was just recently held. Last month is when you received the title?
Yes, it happened on September 22nd, and I still feel like I am dreaming because when I heard my name called, I was so excited and felt so blessed, and I knew that I'd be able to work with Heather, who is my director, and I love her so much. And just through the meetings throughout the year, I just felt so blessed to win that title, and I was so happy.
Great. That is great. And it's always nice to have such gratitude and people that are able to achieve something and not always worry about what's next, although I know you are doing some different things, but to also just take a pause and just be happy for the experience that you had. And is Miss Northern Lakes an annual thing, Heather?
Yes, so we are actually a part of the Miss New Jersey and Miss America organization. The teen titles will compete for the state title of Miss New Jersey's Outstanding Teen in January 2019. And then our older girls, the Miss titles, will be competing for Miss New Jersey in June. And we do have a local prelim every single year, usually around the fall, just because it's always a beautiful time of year and it's a fresh start to the year to get them ready for states.
And so is this the first time that you competed?
This was my very, very first pageant. And so, like I said, when my name was called, I was in total shock because I was not expecting anything. I was blown away. I was
the
so
pictures
shocked.
Tell it all. The yes. Emotion is real.
They really do.
We're going to get some of those pictures up on our Facebook page in just a moment. So this was your very first competition.
Yes, it was. And actually, I found it because I was looking for ways to earn scholarship money. And we emailed a few people, and Heather was the first to respond. And we had our first meeting, and we got together. And from the moment I met her, I fell in love with her, and I knew that I wanted to do this. This is the title that I wanted to win.
That's very, very exciting. And what a great story for our first competition. There's a lot of national dialogue about beauty contests and about pageants and about pageants that are very gender specific. And so I know when I was doing some research for the show, I saw that this was based on, it's a scholarship. It's based on many different categories, four different categories, all of them that are about volunteer work. And I know you would probably want to expand on that a little bit.
Yes, so the Miss New Jersey and Miss America organization, the crown, will represent pretty much the core values of what our organization represents with the 4 points of the crown, which is style, service, success, and scholarship. And we also do pride ourselves on the amount of community service work that we do. Angelica does volunteer her time with supporting her platform and raising awareness for Generation Connection. And we are, as a program, proud to announce that we completed over 725 hours of volunteer service hours last year. So it is something that's really remarkable for such a new program that I just started a few years ago.
It's really an exciting thing, and I think that anything that is able to help people think about their future in terms of education and helping others is certainly worthwhile. So I'm really glad you could share this with us. I do have to pay the bills around here, so, and I want to get some of the pictures up, because in addition to wanting to explore the intergenerational connection and your volunteer work, you also won with your harp playing.
Yes.
So I tried to see if I could find a video of that so I could play that during the Hot and Hunted In, but I wasn't able to find it from my search. But we'll see what we can come up with. I definitely want to post these other pictures that Heather sent earlier. So I'll ask our listeners to stay with us. We will be speaking more with Angelica and Heather about the Miss Northern Lakes competition, and of course with Angelica, some of the work she's been doing and volunteering that has raised her for as a first-time pageant entry to become the actual Miss America teen. So it's really quite exciting for the Miss Northern Lakes. And how many years has this been in competition, Heather?
So the Miss New Jersey and Miss America organization has been around for a very, very long time. I'm a fairly new director. This is actually our program's third year in action, and I always like to say that we're bringing the North back, because with pageants and the two state titles with the teen and the Miss, it is primarily focused in the South, and I really enjoy the fact that these girls are able to come into these little pockets in these counties that are in Northern New Jersey and really do the community work that we are representing in our program, because this is where our heart is, and we're building it so that we are recognized for what the work that they do.
Wonderful. All right. So we're going to pay the bills, and then when we come back, we're going to talk more about the volunteerism and some of the important pieces that are put together to make this competition such an amazing effort for all of the applicants. So we'll be back in the studio. Stay with us.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we're back in the studio. I am here with Miss Northern Lakes Outstanding Teen and with Heather, the director of Miss Northern Lakes in New Jersey. So, Heather, if we could just dive a little bit into the candidates that you typically see, like Angelica, it was our very first pageant. What are the ages of people? And if you're comfortable telling us Angelica's age, that would be wonderful so people can understand a little bit about how intense this is.
Actually, this was the highest amount of candidates that we had competing for our local titles since there are five titles within our program. The teen division starts at age 13 and it goes to age 17, and our Miss candidates were also in the age range of 18 to 25. They just increased the age limit last year. So we do get girls who are first timers, ones that have been experienced before. We also get inquiries about girls who are interested in just competing for the talent portion, which is now one of the higher scoring categories, and they also are able to promote their platforms, their social impacts through their personal adventures.
That's very inspiring to be 15 and have a title and your first one. So let's talk a little bit about your social impact. I know that from reading the information that was provided that you've been in your essay, which was an amazing piece of work. I know that you have been focused on doing your social impact on intergenerational volunteerism. Maybe you could tell us about that.
Well, I came up with Generation Connection when an elderly gentleman entered my life as an adopted grandfather, and one day he suffered a massive stroke, and he went to the hospital and then went to an elder care facility where he spent the last 3 years of his life. And I would visit him during that time period, and it just had such a profound effect on me. I wrote my children's story, A Different Kind of Crown, and now I just want to encourage the younger generations to make a generation connection and foster these friendships between the generations.
Well, that's very, very inspiring, and it's nice that you had someone in your life that was able to find some other ways to help people and to be aware of the sadness that goes on sometimes at the end of people's journey. So that's such a great way to connect and to be able to learn, because we can all learn. I think that our intergenerational projects are amazing. We can all learn from each other. I know when I need some tech things going on, I try to find my 12-year-old niece because I know she's going to change my phone settings and my cover page and all of that. And at the same time, hopefully my experience and wisdom and opportunity to take a breath and a pause can be impactful to her. So I think when we can merge our different experiences, we're all richer for that. So thank you for sharing a little bit about the background behind that. It's very impressive.
Oh, thank you so much for listening. This is something that's dear to my heart, and I'm so glad that I can share it with you, and I can't wait for the year ahead of me that I can enlighten this platform and bring light to it.
It's really exciting. And the fact that you're from Hunterdon, we feel so lucky to have been able to book you on our show. Now, I know that we, at the beginning, wanted to congratulate you on your current title because it's mm-hmm. so exciting and amazing that as a first-time competitor, you have the title and not having exposure to that entire world, that you were able to navigate it with the help of Heather and the pageant, because it's a different language, I'm sure.
Oh, it definitely is. I remember when I first was thinking about pageants, I was over my head. I was overwhelmed at first, but then I realized how simple and how everything was falling into place, how my talent is the harp, and it was just something I love, so it was easy to perform, and how I had a platform, and I was in love with it, that it was easy to share and talk about it. So everything was just falling together, and on that day, I really felt at peace, and I never would expect that I would have won.
Well, I think that's a little bit of the essence of who you are as a person without expectation, just being open to the journey and all the experiences without having something set. So if you don't get it, it's ruined for you. You were just enjoying the experience. And I think that comes true as, you know, just the true, genuine nature of your character.
Exactly. When I go into things, I always look at what's the worst case that could happen, so I don't expect it. And then when something amazing happens, I am in shock, and I am just then so grateful to see what has happened in my life. And this has definitely changed my life, and I'm so excited for this year ahead of me.
You definitely have a wonderful, mature attitude about raising expectations and managing those expectations, because life is really difficult, and pageants can be incredibly competitive and fierce with that competition. So it's so nice to have such a balance to that experience, because Heather, there's probably so many wonderful experiences from competing that, you know, you're open to.
Yes, I think that a part of our program is that they definitely learn life skills and build character. And our job as directors is to help prepare them for things like the interview category, or to present themselves in a crowd with the young adults or with older elderlies, and really be able to relate to them and have that personality that is able to express every type of person that you're able to get into a conversation with. It can be a young person or an older person, and they just need to be able to connect with them on a whole new level.
Well, I'm glad that I learned a little bit more about the Miss Northern Lakes competition. It wasn't something that I was overly familiar with, and I was so impressed with the pillars and the scholarship aspect of it. So you now will be moving into, in January, competing for another title?
Yes, in January I will be competing for the state title of New Jersey, so it'll be Miss New Jersey's Outstanding Teen. And I'm doing a lot to prepare for that, and I'm very excited just for the journey of getting prepared, and I know that this has just changed me so much with my character and just growing through it. I am able to speak, publicly speak, without being scared anymore. So this has changed me just so much for the better.
And now will you still work with Heather?
So Angelica will work with me until she resigns or she competes next year for the local titles. So after January, she is still Miss Northern Lakes Outstanding Teen, and she will be part of our program still. I always like to say that this is 100% volunteer. So I give my time and my heart and put everything I have into this, and they become a part of your family, and we really are someone that will grow with each other, and we will learn from each other. And I think that is really the experience that comes out of it.
Well, I was curious, Heather, if you don't mind sharing some things for other past title holders and maybe some of the things they've gotten onto. You don't have to share names, but maybe you could just give some examples. So if there's anyone that's thinking about going down this path, they can see it as part of a larger journey.
So our Miss New Jersey's and Miss New Jersey's Outstanding Teens have danced on Broadway. They are broadcasters. They are doctors. They are journalists. They are in news. They're in lawyer, and they do incredible things. I think that the perspective of being a pageant girl is just focused on the looks and the beauty, but it's really about the brains. And interview is such a strong part of this program that I believe that these girls are able to go on and do incredible things, and things that they learn with us in our program and with the organization, they're able to carry out and do make a difference.
Now, I didn't see anything that this was related to, that, you know, I saw the scholarships and those kind of things. Is this an actual beauty is part to it also? It's included or not really?
No.
I didn't think so. I didn't see anything.
Beauty has nothing to do with it. It's 35% talent and 25% interview. So a lot of people say that you will win it in the interview because the judges will look out for you during the rest of the competition. They want to see your personality. They want to see how well you can speak and how well you love your platform, because if you're chosen, you're going to be promoting your platform. You're going to have to be able to speak and perform your talent. And then after the interview, then there's the onstage portion, which is talent. And then that's, like I said, 35%. And then they ask you an onstage question about your platform to see how well you can handle something off of your feet.
Excellent. I didn't see anything that was related to beauty, so I just wanted to make that very clear to our audience. They, you know, would not know. And I was pretty certain that it didn't, but it's really good to just be clear on that.
Yes, and more recently, the Miss America organization has actually taken out the swimsuit portion for the Miss contestants, which they're now called candidates, because of the fact they're really trying to set us apart from other beauty pageants, and that this is a scholarship organization, and they are the number one scholarship organization for young women today. So that is part of the reason why 3 years ago I decided to become a director, because I knew I was drowning in student loan debt. And if I was able to give an opportunity for someone, even at a young age, at the teen level, up to Miss, that it was something that I can help make a difference in their lives. And also, we gain new friendships. So,
excellent. Well, we're glad to learn more about this. We do have to switch over and grab our break. I always say that radio time goes so much faster than other time because we're already halfway through our program. There's a few things certainly that we still need to cover on the show, but there's a lot of things that go on in the world, so we do have to do our news break here, but we'll be back here in the studio, and hopefully we'll be doing some tech things so we could get a Facebook Live feed going on. So in the meantime, if everyone would like to stay with us, we'll be doing our news here. We'll get an update on what's going on because we missed it at the beginning part of the hour because we just did. We don't have to explain ourselves too much here, but we do have to get the news on. And our mouse is trying to be problematic. It thinks it has more cheese than there actually is here. So we'll be back. Thanks for staying with us.
USA Radio News. Sears plans to close another 142 unprofitable stores as part of its Chapter 11 bankruptcy, on top of the 46 store closings that were announced earlier this year. Liquidation sales are expected to begin at many stores. President Trump was asked about Sears.
And it's very sad what happened. Very, very sad. When you look at that whole filing that they did last night, to me it's very sad. Somebody that is of my generation. Roebuck was a big deal. So it's very sad to see.
A new migrant caravan of more than 1,600 people is moving north from Honduras, heading towards Guatemala with the ultimate goal of reaching the U.S.-Mexico border. The group started at around 160 people, but has continued to expand as news of the caravan has spread. One of the caravan's organizers said that many of the participants are largely seeking to escape rampant poverty and violence in Honduras. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Open enrollment for Medicare has begun. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
You have until midnight December 7th to make changes to your Medicare health or prescription drug plan. And a Medicare spokeswoman says they've made the website easier than ever to understand. And they've added a new cost calculator to that Medicare website that Seema Verma says should help people figure out whether they should be
participating in Medicare Advantage or staying in traditional Medicare.
Besides a variety of new plans, there are also new supplemental benefits that will help people stay in their homes longer through in-home care. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Currently, the President and First Lady are visiting parts of Georgia and Florida to see firsthand damage sustained by Hurricane Michael, which has left at least 19 people dead and many unaccounted for. A federal court trial began today in Boston, where Harvard University is being sued as people are alleging they discriminate against Asian Americans. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Seemingly political discord continues to grow every day on Capitol Hill. Senator Ben Sasse has a book coming out Tuesday titled Them, Why We Hate Each Other and How to Heal. He joined CBS this morning to talk about why politics doesn't always have to be the first thing people bring up.
There's a whole bunch of people who, instead of seeing the Senate as a place that you go to from a community where your identity is rooted, where your friends are, where you're raising kids next to neighbors who may differ with you on politics, but increasingly we're segregating our neighborhoods so you don't actually live next to people who disagree with you on politics.
Next, Senator Sasse was asked where he believes all this incivility is going to take us.
I think we're headed toward a deeper, darker tribal place for a time. The question is how I named this book Them, because we act like political differences are sort of core anti-identities for people. Until you have things that you're for first, you're not going to be able to figure out what we're trying to do together in politics. Politics, again, I think politics are important, but they're not the first thing. They're certainly not the only thing. And I think right now our politics are suffering because a lot of people are looking to find grand meaning.
If you watched Sunday Night Football last night between the Kansas City Chiefs and New England Patriots, you may have noticed Kansas City wide receiver Tyreek Hill getting doused with a beer after scoring a touchdown. Well, on Monday, the New England Patriots released a statement saying Gillette Stadium security has identified the fan who violated the fan code of conduct by tossing a beer onto the player, and that fan has been disinvited from all future events at Gillette Stadium. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Now we're back in the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, today speaking with Angelica about her recent Outstanding Miss Northern Lakes Outstanding Teen, which is outstanding. And she's here with an old friend of mine who was a surprise for me, Heather, who is the director of the Miss Northern Lakes Outstanding Teen competition. And we're just talking a little bit about some of the social issues that arose last year with the different beauty pageants, and we wanted to make sure our listeners understood that this is a scholarship program, and it is not based on, and it's not to say that Angelica isn't beautiful, but this is based on really different pillars. Certainly it's about social impact and, you know, the talent portion and being able to speak and, you know, have other aspects about the quality of life. So this is something we wanted to make sure that was clear. There is a lot of points of view, certainly about beauty pageants, but we wanted to make sure people knew this isn't in that category. We're always happy to debate and discuss and share opinions and ideas here at Hot and Hunterdon. We just wanted to make sure people understood that Miss Northern Lakes Teen is about a scholarship program that's based on talents and social justice and an impact, really. And once, like Angelica is now Miss Northern Lakes Outstanding Teen, she has certain obligations to meet throughout the year that will help to promote volunteerism, and she has her own social impact program, the Generation Connection, that we mentioned earlier. So thank you so much for being on the show today, for being a Hunterdon County resident and being willing to speak about your experiences, because I think we all have an obligation to make sure that people don't shut down when they hear about a pageant or they hear about a competition, so that they understand this is a scholarship. This was your first time. You had not been to any other types of events like this, correct?
No, I have never. I went to a few pageants beforehand to see what they were like. But other than that, I've never entered a pageant. I didn't even consider a pageant until February when I was looking for ways to earn scholarship money, because I, again, thought it was like a beauty pageant. And the minute I heard that, I was like, nope, I don't want any part of that. But then I realized it was scholarship money, and it teaches you such life skills, and it builds character. And I realized how beneficial this would be to my life.
Excellent. And I know that Heather had reasons for volunteering as well, to be able to promote scholarships for young individuals who want to have a path of education for their future.
Yes, I was a judge about 4 years ago, and I just fell in love with the organization and everything that it encompassed. I was ready to dive in as soon as they had any type of position or availability for me to participate in the organization. And less than a year later, I was asked to become a director, and our little program started from one title to, for us, it's a whopping five now. And I think in 3 years, that is such an impressive thing for us that we were able to grow so quickly.
That's really exciting to know that despite what some people might think about pageants or past pageants, that we can continue to expand the conversation and provide opportunities for other people that want to join and participate. And so when we think about a realistic time frame, you started in February and the actual award happens in September, mm-hmm. right? And now you're competing for something that happens in January?
Yes, I'm competing for the state title of Miss New Jersey's Outstanding Teen, and that will take place January 26th. So I'm very excited for that. I'm starting to prepare for it, and I just cannot wait for that day to come.
Okay, so can you tell us a little bit about how you are preparing for that?
Well, first, my interview skills. I mean, I am trying to make sure I cover all topics, because in the States, they can get a little political, so they could ask me anything like that. So I must prepare for that. And then for my talent, the harp, I am learning a piece, and I'm going over it daily and just making sure I work out any flaws and make sure it is under the 90 seconds, because all talents have to be under 90 seconds. And then I'm practicing for onstage questions, what they may ask, and it's just an overall process, but I am enjoying every moment of it.
That sounds really exciting, and I'm glad that we are able to talk more about this. And I want to know, of course, in January, are you all coming back to let us know about this experience?
Oh, we better, because yes. No matter what happens, I feel like I am so proud of them, just because they represent our program in the North, in North Jersey, and go out there into the communities, and they make such a difference and inspire so many other peoples to do things that I could never even imagine. I've met so many people in the last 3 years alone that gave me new inspired assets of just doing new experiences and being able to be a part of something that I never thought could really go bigger than just what I was doing with the girls that we had. So
I'm curious, your story, which has crown in the title, a different kind of crown, was that at all related to this process, or did you write that and then this process happened?
That's actually really funny, because I didn't think of it like that, but I guess in a way it could sound like it could relate. I entitled it A Different Kind of Crown because you gain that silver hair crown through only living many years and having many experiences of joy and of sorrow, and that through that you gain much wisdom, and that those those people deserve our utmost respect and honor. But now that you say that, that sounds like it could be related to the crown of the Miss America organization.
Absolutely, and it's a different kind of crown. So it's exactly. not a beauty pageant, but it's social impact, and it's based on talent and those kind of things. And it is a different kind of crown that you're lifting up and demonstrating to individuals that you can jump into anything, that you can start in February and achieve an amazing goal by September of the same year, the very same year we're talking about.
Let me just tell you that when I met Angelica back in February and I told her that there was a lifestyle and fitness component, she got a little nervous because we told her there was push-ups involved. Now she's able to do push-ups down to the floor. She is able to really show her strength and determination, and she just dove right into learning about every aspect of this program, and she just obviously won the title, and now she's able to just tweak it and polish it and get ready for states in January.
Yes, before this, I could not do one single push-up. So when I heard there was push-ups involved, that was the most scary thing.
We've already taught her something.
Yes, exactly. We learned something new. So that's one benefit to the program.
Well, that's a huge benefit because I believe that every single woman and child should go through a leadership training class that includes weightlifting and strength training, because that is an amazing thing when you can lift your body weight and you can perform certain physical activities. It really teaches you that you're strong physically and emotionally. It gives you that extra drive.
Exactly. I mean, the difference between February and September, I cannot tell you. I mean, I was so shocked that I could actually do push-ups. It took training. I had to lift a few weights, but I just toned up, and I just was so impressed with myself. I mean, I went out there and I was afraid I was going to have stage fright, but I went out there with such confidence that I even shocked myself afterwards. I was like, whoa, was that just me right there? I was like, okay. But it definitely teaches you so much.
And I think that's the good part about having someone that's the director that, you know, considers it a family thing and guiding you along the way to make sure that you don't fail. We want everyone, ourselves, no matter what our age is, we're always needing to push ourselves to not accept the status quo. If it's in the social system, if it's in our lifestyle, we always want to try to achieve as much as we can. Life is such a short ride. And so I think that when you have people that believe in you, I want to give a shout out to your mom here, who is yes. not just your driver, but it made sure that you had the right publicity here and that there's nice little cards for the host of the show. So
she's like my manager. She's really great. I have Heather, who's my director, who like looks out for me like a hawk, which I love. And then there's my mom, who's like, she's just so amazing. She makes sure I'm so well prepared, and I just love her so much because I know she's doing it so that I can be my best self. And she's always taught me to reach beyond my grasp and not settle for less, but settle for more. So she's always been my biggest support in my life.
Well, we want to give a shout out to her because it's not always easy to take that role, and we appreciate her bringing you here and having these little notes for me. I appreciate very much. I feel very well prepared between Heather's essays that I had to read and my other homework are certainly prepared for this. But I do want to say once again that this is the title of the Miss Northern Lakes Outstanding Teen, that you just won this last month, September 22nd, and now you will be moving on and you've already started to prepare for competing for the state title of Miss New Jersey Outstanding Teen in January. We're going to book your January date before you leave here so that we want to be with you on your journey, and we want you to share what's going on, and we want Heather to be able to tell us about other candidates. And when does the application open back up for the 2019?
Well, usually after Miss New Jersey in June, we do start opening up the application process of registering for the pageant over the summer, since we are a fall pageant. We have our state meetings in March, and then we get everything in line so that we can start prepping for the next year. So even though she will still be our girl, we are going to be accepting applications and enrollments prior to September just so that we can get our roster built up.
Excellent. And it's good to, hopefully there'll be an opportunity for Angelica to mentor and hopefully there's that leadership piece where new Miss Northern Lights are able to mentor because everything is new, first experiences, and hopefully you'll pave the path for the person after you.
Yes, I want to make sure that people know that there's no one type of pageant girl. I am the total opposite of a pageant girl. This is my first pageant. I'm a homeschooled harpist. Like, I'm so different and unique that I almost thought that was going to hinder me because people were going to be like, oh, can she relate? Can she talk on her feet? But I've actually realized I think that's an advantage because it proves that there is no one type of pageant girl. And I just am so happy to be able to show that there is no one stereotype of that girl.
Excellent. Well, we have to do a commercial break, and then we'll be back for the last 15 minutes of our segment here at Hot and Hunterdon. Again, my name is Georgine Trinkle. I'm your host here, and I'm joined by the director of the Miss Northern Lakes Outstanding Teen and the winner of this year's Miss Northern Lakes Outstanding Teen. But I'll be back here after our commercial, so stay with us.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And this is Georgine Trickle, and I'm back here live in the studio. Before we come back to my guest, I did just need to give a shout out to the Conquer the Mountain 5K that was held yesterday, which is done to raise money for all of the volunteer emergency services. So that was the 15th year of doing that run, and the sponsors for that are much appreciated, and they raise a lot of money for the Warren and Hunterdon County Volunteer Emergency Services and responders. So just want to give a thank you and a shout out to all the organizers that did such a great job with the Jugtown Mountain 5K. And so talking about service brings us right back here in the studio speaking with Angelica and Heather regarding the Miss Northern Lakes Outstanding Teen, because I know that one of the 4 points of the iconic crown is service. We talked a little bit about generation connection, and I know that you are able to do public appearances and that you're also available to speak at hospitals, nursing homes, local events, even girls clubs and senior centers. I know on a regular basis you do visit several nursing homes, but maybe you can tell us a little bit about how people can email, hopefully your mom, and try to book these events.
Well, I have my amazing director who handles that stuff for me, those things. So if anyone had any questions about appearances, they could always email my director.
Heather, can you give out your, no email should be going to Angelica, so yes. Can we just give out whatever information should go and where it should go?
Yes, of course. You can actually follow our Facebook pages. We have Miss Northern Lakes and Miss North Jersey's Outstanding Teen Facebook and Instagram. And then my email to directly book any appearances would be missnjheather@yahoo.com. And I do book all of her appearances and get prior approval. So the safety of our girls are probably the most important thing to us, and we want to make sure we know where they are to make sure that they're in good hands. They always have a chaperone.
That is excellent and outstanding. So I'm going to find, I just found your Northern Lakes, Northern Highlands. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I'm going to share that link onto our Facebook page. So we're looking for anyone who would like to book Angelica to contact Heather if you have a different hospital or nursing home. And I have a few ideas, actually, that are local that may be able to facilitate for you because it is part of your service and one of the pieces that makes Miss Northern Lakes so different than other pageants. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. We have total agreement in the studio, and we love when that happens. Sometimes it takes our whole show, but we got there today. So Heather's also the author Angelica's the author of A Different Kind of Crown. Mm-hmm. And do you read the children's story when you go to the preschools?
Yes. So when I do go to the preschools, and I have gone to some already, I will bring along my book, and I will read it to them and make sure they understand and show them all the pictures and try to relate to them. And then I also bring the small harp because that's my talent, and I will play them a few songs on it, and they're always awed by it, and it's so cute to see their eyes brighten up whenever I come in, especially the girls. When they see a crown and sash, they're like, oh, she's a princess. So it's very, very fun to see their faces, but I usually do read the book when I go there.
That's excellent. We'd love to hear about that. And reading, certainly, and literacy are such important things. Even though your service work is around intergenerational work, it's really important to be able to engage children in a fun way so that they learn, and to see a story you wrote and to bring it to life with some music, I think is lovely.
Exactly. You want to be able to connect with all the generations, no matter if it's a 90-year-old man or it's a 2-year-old. I mean, it's so important because I'm around children and I love children. And when I see that they have a connection, they look up to you and they think you're a role model. And I think that's one of the most amazing things because they're so innocent that you are able to help them, and you're able to see them grow and watch that before your eyes. And with the elderly, they get to impart wisdom on you because they are like a key to the past. And you can hear stories that you're not going to be able to find online. Only they will be able to share them because they're their own personal stories.
Excellent. Well, I want to, we have just a few minutes left and I have just a few announcements, but I just want to thank you both for coming on our show.
Yes, thank you. It was amazing being here.
And being in our studio. We love to hear about different Hunterdon County things that are going on, and we always devote the last couple minutes to be able to highlight some things that are going on either by past guests or some things that we know are in the community. So right now, the hot thing in Hunterdon, of course, is the Clinton Mill, which is haunted and scary for the time frame right now, so through the next 2 weekends, I believe. So take a look at that. That is on our Facebook page. And also, there is a great show coming up for artists that we've had Ina in the studio before to talk about that. So she's been posting at 2 a.m. Ina, I don't know what you're doing, but I know you're up at 2 a.m. So that's the Flemington Fine, and because I'm up at 2 a.m. But take a look at the Flemington Fine Artisan Show. There's a lot of information that is being posted to share with that. That is coming up, and that's a local event in Flemington. And I want to give a shout out to the Hunterdon County Chamber, who has their upcoming event going on November 8th for their, they do so many different events, but that is their next event that they are promoting. So I want to make sure people are aware of that. And finally, we have a little news announcement. The farmers market is moving. So the Clinton Farmers Market had been at the firehouse in Clinton, and this year it is moving over to the Red Mill, which I think is a great location. So the 2019 Clinton Farmers Market, I'm glad it's not going away. It'll be over at the Red Mill. And remember, in November, we have Thanksgiving weekend, some big events coming up in Clinton and in Flemington. We'll be posting, I can't believe it, but the holiday parade information is coming right up this month. We are halfway through the month. It is October 15th. So today, we hopefully were able to let people know that pageants, when you see a title or a pageant, that you shouldn't make assumption that it's a beauty pageant or shut down because you think it's a beauty pageant, but to be open and mindful of the experience and competition that goes into these different events. This one is not about beauty, but it is about service, and it's a scholarship program. So thanks for keeping an open mind here at Houghton Hunterdon. We will be back next week. We have a special guest that is already booked for next week, so we'll be here in the studio again. And we hope to have all of you with us. We hope you have a great day. And we will have another live show in the studio coming up at 5 o'clock. So stay with us.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Houghton Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Houghton Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
USA Radio News.
Monday, President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump got a first-hand look at the damage caused by Hurricane Michael in Florida and Georgia. The president earlier today with Republican Governor Rick Scott of Florida.
I've never looked behind you. I mean, these massive trees are just ripped out of the earth. We've seen mostly water, and water can be very damaging and horrible and scary, you know, when you see water rising 14, 15 feet, but nobody's seen anything like this.
President Trump, this is
really incredible.
The Saudi government is considering issuing a statement saying rogue operatives killed the Washington Post reporter during an interrogation gone wrong. It's unclear if and when the statement will be released, as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is currently en route to Saudi Arabia to meet with the king. AT&T is working to restore service after a lightning strike started an electrical fire at one of its facilities in Dallas, Texas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
An Idaho Fish and Game Commissioner is getting calls to resign after a hunting trip to Africa last month. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The calls are coming in after he brags of killing more than a dozen animals during that hunting trip to Africa last month. In an email to more than 100 people, Blake Fisher included photos of himself with dead animals, including a giraffe, leopard, and four baboons. Fisher wrote that his wife, quote, wanted to watch me and get a feel for Africa. So I shot a whole family of baboons. I think she got the idea quick, end quote. Idaho Governor Butch Otter's spokesman says he's concerned and his office is actively looking into the matter. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Final look at your numbers on Wall Street for this Monday. The Dow was down 89 points to close the day at 25,250. Also, oil was up to $71.63 a barrel. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts released the results of a DNA test showing evidence that she may have Native American ancestry dating back several generations. The results show that Warren is either 1/32nd Native American or 1/512th Native American. Many folks in Washington, D.C. are speculating that this was done because Warren is planning on running on the Democratic side of the aisle in the 2020 presidential elections. Today, President Trump was asked before heading to Florida what he thought about Warren as a candidate.
I hope she's running for president because I think she'd be very easy. I hope that she is running. I do not think she'd be difficult at all. She'll destroy the country. She'll make our country into Venezuela. With that being said, I don't want to say bad things about her because I hope she would be one of the people that would get through the process. It's going to be a